October 1st, 1896. Ellen G. White. A Worldwide Work. I have had it recopied. Please use it, for it is just what is essential now. Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 26, 1896. Ellen G. White. Second reading, Part 1, for Sabbath, November 28th. I dreamed that several of our brethren were in council, considering plans of labor for this season. They thought it best not to enter the large cities, but to begin work in small places, remote from the cities. Here they would not meet so great opposition from the clergy, and would avoid large expense. They reasoned that since our ministers are so few, they could not be spared to instruct and care for those who might accept the truth in the cities, and who, because of the greater opposition, would need more help than the churches would in small country places. Thus, the fruit of giving a course of lectures in the city would be lost in a great measure. Again, it was urged that with the little means we have, it would be difficult to conduct the work in such a way as to build up a church that would be a strength to the cause in a large city, where so many changes from moving might be expected. My husband was urging the brethren to make broader plans without delay, and put forth, in our large cities, extended and thorough effort, which would better correspond to the character of our message. One related incident of his experience in the cities, showing that the work was nearly a failure, but said he could testify to better success in the small places. A dignified-looking personage, who had been repeatedly presented to me in my dreams as making one in our council meetings, and who seemed to have authority, was listening with the deepest interest to every word. He spoke with deliberation and with perfect assurance. "The whole world," said he, "is God's great vineyard. The cities and villages constitute a part of that vineyard. These must be worked and not passed by. Satan will try to interpose himself so as to discourage the workers and prevent them from giving the message of light and warning in the more important as well as in the more secluded places. Desperate efforts will be made to turn the people from the truth of God to falsehood. Angels of heaven are commissioned to work with the efforts of God's appointed messengers. The preachers of the truth must encourage faith and hope, as did Christ, your living head. Keep humble and contrite in heart before God. Maintain an unwavering faith in the promises of God. God designs that His precious word, with its message of warning and encouragement, shall come to those who are in darkness and are ignorant of our faith. Do not feel that the responsibility rests upon you to convict and convert the hearers. It is the power of God alone that can soften the hearts of the people. His heavenly intelligences cooperate with your efforts in presenting the words of life and salvation to those who are ready to perish. The message of warning is to be given to all and will be to them a witness, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. You are to hold forth the word of life, that all may have an opportunity of receiving the truth if they will. If they turn from the truth of heavenly origin, it will be their condemnation. We must not try to hide the truth in the corners of the earth. It must be made known. It must shine in our large cities. Christ, in his labors, took his position with his disciples by the lakeside and by the great thoroughfares of travel, where people were to be met from all parts of the world. He was giving the true light. He was sowing the gospel seed. He was rescuing truth from the companionship of error and presenting it in clear, bright rays so that men could comprehend it. The heavenly messenger who was with us said, "Never lose sight of the fact that the message you are bearing is a worldwide message. It is to be given to all cities, to all villages. It is to be proclaimed in the highways and the byways. you are not to localize your message. In the parable of the sower, Christ presented an illustration of his own work and that of his servants. The seed fell upon all kinds of soil. That which was sown upon good ground brought forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some even 100-fold. But some seed fell upon poor soil, and yielded no fruit unto eternal life. Yet the sower did not therefore cease his work. You are to sow the seeds of truth in every place. Whenever you can gain access, hold forth the word of God. Sow beside all waters. You may not at once see the result of your labors, but be not discouraged because of this. Speak the words that Christ gives you. Work in Christ's lines. Go forth everywhere as he has given you an example.
The world's Redeemer had many hearers, but few followers. Noah preached 120 years to the people before the flood, and yet there were few who appreciated this precious probationary time. Save Noah and his family, not one was numbered with the believers and entered into the ark. Out of all the population of the earth, only 8 souls received the message. But that message condemned the world. The light was given that they might believe. Their rejection of the light proved their ruin. Our message to the world will be a savor of life unto life to all who accept it, and of condemnation to those who reject it. The messenger turned to one present and said, "You have altogether too limited ideas of the work for this time. You are laying plans so that you can the more easily embrace the whole work in your arms. Your light must not be confined to a small compass, put under a bushel or under a bed, but on a candlestick, that it may give light to all that are in the house. The house is the world. You must take broader views of the work than you have taken. Time is short, and all who believe this message should feel that a solemn obligation rests upon them to be wholehearted, disinterested workers, ever exerting an influence on the right side, and never, by word or action, arraying themselves against those who are seeking to build up and advance the work. The ideas of our brethren are altogether too narrow. They expect but little, their faith is too feeble. Genuine faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. If the few who now believe the message will give no place to the enemy, and will unselfishly concentrate their efforts on the one object of building up the cause of God, the present truth will become a power in blank. But your conceptions of the work need to be greatly enlarged. Our message is to go forth in power to all parts of the world, to all nations, tongues, and peoples. Many countries are waiting for the advanced light the Lord has for them, and your faith must grow that you may meet the demands for this time. Go forward and upward. God will work in accordance with your faith and devotedness to the advancement of his cause. But if you exalt self and do not walk in humility before him, he cannot entrust you with the endowment of his Holy Spirit, for it would exalt you to your ruin. You will meet with opposition and discouragement, but God will go before you if you will walk humbly and prayerfully, constantly considering that Christ in his work will not fail nor be discouraged. Bear in mind that it is not faith to talk of impossibilities. Nothing is impossible with God. The light concerning the binding claims of the law of God is to be presented everywhere. This is to be a deciding question. It will test and prove the world. Men will find many apparent reasons to excuse their resistance of light and evidence. They will venture to pursue a course of disobedience, thinking to avoid responsibility and reproach. Every teacher of the truth, every laborer together with God, will pass through searching, trying hours, when faith and patience will be severely tested. You are to be prepared by the grace of Christ to go forward, although apparent impossibilities obstruct the way. you have a present help in every time of emergency. The Lord allows you to meet obstacles, that you may seek unto Him who is your strength and sufficiency. Pray most earnestly for the wisdom that comes from God. He will open the way before you and will give you precious victories if you walk humbly before Him. You are not to limit the Holy One of Israel, whose power is of old and whose ways are past finding out. If you mark out ways whereby you expect God to work, you will be disappointed. The kingdom of heaven cometh not with observation. You are to leave God to work in His own way, and you must walk, not by sight, but by faith. God has a work to be done, and it is a very solemn, sacred work. It is not wise to follow plans of your own devising. Some who now bear the message of truth will let the banner fall from their hands and trail in the dust, and will then trample it under their feet. Some who are now in the darkness of error will receive the truth and be converted, and will lift aloft the banner from the hands of those who now hold it. Your only hope is in firm reliance upon God. Watch unto prayer. Move forward in hope, expressing gratitude, revealing the victory of faith in your own soul, and others will be influenced to follow the leadings of God. The light which God has given, He desires us to let shine to the world. It will be of no value unless it can be seen. I declare to you, you must stand on the mount. Your vision must be extended to see not only the things that are nigh, but those that are afar off. Satan will have plenty of difficulties to hinder our advancement, but when Israel came up to the Red Sea, God directed Moses to bid them go forward. And at the touch of the rod which God had given to Moses, the waters parted, and left a plain path for Israel to travel. So it will be in our work. Read and carefully consider the third chapter of 2 Kings. You will have tests of faith similar to that presented in this chapter. All who will put their trust, not in what they themselves can do, but in what God can do for and through them, will certainly realize His power in their work. God will work in ways least expected. It is not your own strength that will turn the battle against the enemy, but the strength of the mighty general of armies, who works for His own name's glory. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Work while the day lasts, for the night cometh, in which no man can work. Mrs. E. G. White.